Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm joined by the awesome Patrick Not Picard Stewart. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What is it, Pat?
It's the Full Force Weekly.
I wish you told me that that was what you were going to do, because then I'd have brought mine and we could have had a full on, like an episode where just our selfie series did it. That's amazing. Pat, welcome to everybody. Welcome to the show. It is the Full Force Weekly. Pat, how are you doing, my good man?
Doing okay. You know, it's getting close to the end of the year, so there's that stress of the Christmas holiday coming.
It's scarily close to Christmas and also 2023.
Yeah, that's true. I'll have to remember to put that date on things now.
I did not get the memo that this was happening, that this year was just going to be a week. I did not get that memo.
Yeah, it's gone by quickly. It's gone by very quickly.
It's upsetting me now, just thinking about it. Anyway, Merry Christmas. Yay. So Pat and I will be actually doing, we're discussing this before we came on, but we will be doing a special weekly Christmas Eve. We'll be preparing to bring everyone a present, not like Santa would. No, we'll just give you an episode. That's all we're going to do. That will be next Saturday at 10 in the morning. So yeah, we'll probably have some new graphics, I'd imagine. Messages Brian Sauer in the background. Brian, could you do our graphics, please? We'll be doing that next week. Pat, are you excited for Christmas?
No. To be quite honest, no.
And yeah. And are you going to tell the viewers why that is the case?
Well, I always work on Christmas, so there's that. You know,
unbelievable.
So that's not fun.
It makes me sad to my soul, Pat. But anyway, yeah, we'll have our Christmas, won't we? Next week, the two of us in the morning, Christmas Eve.
Yes, done. That's right.
Done. Christmas coming, 2023 coming. So we're also going to be doing a special New Year's Day episode of the monthly, which I haven't sorted or organized yet. So there you go, Pat. That's your warning for that. We're going to have to record that pretty soon, I'd imagine, because then I'll have to edit everything. So yeah, we'll work that out later. It's no big deal. The viewers don't need to get into all of that, do they? That's for us to worry about. But yeah, so we're bringing you a New Year's Day special, probably looking back at the year, some of our favorite things and so on and so forth. But yeah, my God, Christmas, New Year's all coming up very soon. I can't believe it's only a week away. It's that's actually scary as hell, actually. Wow. I should really have done more. But anyway, it's too late now. Okay. Let's get into the news, shall we, Pat? There's been quite a few news stories pop up this week that you probably won't be aware of until the video plays, but but there you go.
We have a lot of reaction then.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be actual real-time reactions from Pat. Okay, then first up then, we got a little bit of HasLab Sky Striker news. Here it comes. Yes, we are very close to the danger zone that I can smell the afterburners. Emails were sent out to HasLab backers asking for people to update their shipping addresses by the 12th of January because Hasbro are prepping to ship all of those lovely Sky Strikers to their new homes. Make sure to check your details and update whatever you need to before the 12th, otherwise this will happen. For those listening and not watching, that was the NES Top Gun game and my attempt to land on the aircraft carrier every single time. I really hope we get some more news regarding the O-ring line in the new year, or just a cheeky G.I. Joe live event before Crimbo. That would be great. I mean, we must have a lot of classified stuff to cover as well when you think about all those name-only reveals we haven't seen or heard anything about just yet. Ah well, let's remain patient, because we inevitably will get something sooner rather than later, and after the super tsunami tornado product fulfillment we've had recently, I know a lot of us could do with a wallet break. Hell yeah. Anyway, I've kind of neglected all our commenters in the side there, but Pat, did you enjoy the NES edition there of Top Gun?
I instantly knew what that was, instantly. And I knew that it was going to crash as soon as the first frame came up.
Of course it was. I remember as a kid landing it once and just being so blown away because I crashed every other time. Because you go to the next level anyway, even if you crash that that first level landing.
Yeah, I can't remember that. One of my closest friends was trying to make sure that he beat all of his games. And so he was trying to do that in the order in which he received them.
Amazing.
And he was stuck on Top Gun 2 for a long time.
Mate, that brings back so many good memories, though, playing on the NES and Christmas time, in actual fact. Yeah, that was a Christmas. Anyway, yeah, thank you to everyone that's commenting at the moment. Eben says, brutal working on Christmas. That makes me sad for you, Pat. There you go. You're getting some love, buddy. Ed says, 2023, the year of shipwreck and tunnel rat. I'm ready for it. Year of the rat. Is it year of the rat? Probably, I don't know, probably not. I'll have to look at the calendar, the Chinese calendar for that one. Droz says, good morning. It's actually my first live weekly this year. Well done. You snuck it in right at the end, Droz. Amazing. Hopefully you'll be able to get on an early one next year. It's only a couple of weeks away anyway, my goodness. Robert H says, so close to Christmas, we can partially hear Cobra Claws coming in his big red trouble bubble, full weapons for all bad boys and girls. I think that's what's going to happen to all the bad kids this year. Morning cheese bags. Thank you, Matthew. Thanks to all the comments, guys. Really appreciate it. Okay, then. Right. HasLab, Sky Striker. You excited?
You know, I actually kind of am looking forward to seeing what this is like in hand. And, you know, finally seeing, can I fold the legs and fit some 4-inch figures in there? Like, what's it going to be like?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that one. I've got a feeling that the 4-inch figures probably won't fit.
No.
They've probably designed it in such a way that that is the case so that they can do a, you know, I suppose, there are plenty of Sky Strikers already for 4-inch figures.
That's true. I just, there's so many updates to this that I do still feel like it goes well with 4-inch figures a little more than with the original O-ring.
Because of the detail.
Because of the added details, yeah. It just feels like, you know, what they did with the Vamp to the 25th anniversary. So, I'm just kind of eager to get it in hand. And more so than the vehicle, I want the figures.
Interesting. But no, that was something that I was aware of that you were more excited for the figures, because you have mentioned that in the past.
Yeah.
Any particular ones in that group that you're most excited to get and see?
I'm really curious to see how Scarlet's head fits down into that body, how they manage to... obviously, nothing is a straight copy of the original figures. So I'm just curious how they worked the helmet. You know, how does Ace's helmet fit on? Does it stay on? You know, I don't know. I just want to get them in hand and see how they feel, because some of these figures, like I have the Stinger Driver right here. It feels like a pretty solid little figure. I like it quite a bit. So other than, you know, the obvious knee problem. And is there anything like that on any of these figures?
Yeah, that's true. I take it you're going to be busting them off card then as well.
I'm going to have to, yeah.
Did you get 12 of them just to have 11 Sky Strikers to keep in box?
No, I mean, I just had to make the decision many years ago. Am I going to be a loose collector or a carded collector? And I've collected everything loose, so I'm just going to continue doing that.
That's cool, man. That's not a problem. RKW says, you have to remove second seat to fit 4-inch. But you know, I'm sure you'll give it a try, Pat.
The guy in front, you know, can I cheat it a little bit? That's my curiosity.
I wonder if you can maybe just bunch the legs up a little bit. But I was also thinking, I bet they make some sort of kind of like cockpit, like third party cockpit like thing that can go in there. Like some sort of third party company might do something like that. But then you're still probably looking at a one seater. Because, you know, you can't make more space in there. Like, you know, that's the one you have.
If you're looking to convert it to a one-seater, then I'm just going to say it's definitely going to fit. Take out the front seat, you know, put him in the back seat and he's all set. But
yeah,
I really doubt it. It's just one of those things where if there was some way to make it work.
Just take the legs off. And so, because you're only going to see the torso and head anyway. So just take the legs off the figures and have them sitting in there. Perfect. Jobs are good, and mate.
I've seen people do that with like, with, 1/18th vehicles, like amazing. Cars. I mean, yeah.
Amazing. There you go. I've sorted it for you anyway. So you can do that instead. You'll just have to break all the legs off your figures. I'm sorry. Or, I mean, you could, do it properly, but no, break them off.
I mean, leaving the parachutes out may actually gain some space too.
That's true, because they do take a lot of bulk, don't they?
Yeah.
From what I recall, is there like a little cover that goes over it as well that creates an even thicker seat? Yeah. So you could take that off, the parachute pack out, and then and then you've got 4 inches in there instead. Lovely stuff. Okay. Well, that's that. We also obviously there's the email kind of is doing the round. So it looks like around January 12th is when they'll start shipping those out, so people probably have them in hand. The earliest ones probably a couple of days after that. That's crazy to me. I feel like it's come around quick for a HasLab, but also they didn't really give any updates for the longest time, and I found that really strange. But then it kind of went from no updates for ages to it's here now.
Yeah, but I mean, we also had the His Tank.
True. But yeah, they never really spoke about this, did they? I mean, there was the... I tell a lie. They did display it in 2 conventions.
Well, it's definitely not like the original HasLabs where, we saw them and then they kept on updating us. But I think at that point, they were just trying to keep the HasLab program fresh in our minds.
True.
More than they were those particular projects that everybody had already purchased.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah, because obviously with Unicron, we were seeing things probably once, twice, or probably about 3 times a month, weren't we?
Yeah, and the sail barge. I didn't even get one of those, and I was seeing stuff all the time.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Okay, Viper Scout has asked, is it Joe team going to do a live stream unboxing of this beauty? Probably. Or actually, they will probably do a live stream at some stage. I thought they were going to squeeze one more in before the end of the year. Not quite sure that's going to happen now. It'll probably be early January, like last year. I think the same thing happened last year, where we expected one like in that space at the end of the back end of the year, and we didn't really get it. I think after PulseCon, there might have been one after PulseCon, but then there was nothing for a couple like a month or so, and then it was early January that they did the next one. So I imagine we'll be seeing that, and yeah, I imagine they'll do it. Vibescout, I imagine they'll do something on there. The Skeledrone will fit. We'll be talking about the Skeledrones later on RKW in the shout outs. But next up, and obviously let us know if you're excited for your HasLab Sky Striker, and let us know in the comments. But next up, we are talking Gunship Battle. Just when you thought it was safe to go back into the water full of aircraft carriers and gunboats, G.I. Joe was returning to the mobile game Gunship Battle Total Warfare. We were first introduced to the game thanks to a short Cobra crossover event back in August, and then it went a little dark for a while. Well, Tuesday night, the game's social platforms posted an image of Duke, Scarlet, and Roblox in their classified designs, in much the same way as they used Cobra Commander, the Baroness, and Destro to promote the last event. The image showed the three Joes in front of some serious military hardware and explosions, of course, with a caption that read, "Coming soon, the story continues." They followed this up with a post explaining the continuation of the storyline and a special video featuring Rich, creative lead of Hasbro's digital gaming department. The event will feature a themed HQ skin, the Sky Striker, the USS Flag aircraft carrier, and more G.I. Joe related items. I will say I had a difficult time with the game during the Cobra event and couldn't commit enough time to it in order to unlock Cobra related items, etc. I might try again when the new event starts. We will let you know if any other updates come out over the next few days, but we can tell you that there is a promo code to use. G.I. Joe returns. There you go. So Gunship Battle Total Warfare. We've talked about this in the past before, Pat. I've kind of given my kind of, book report on it. So it's great if you're into military strategy games. Like really good for that. You can tell there's a lot of money behind this particular game as well. It's a very popular game. It's got some very intense kind of like cut scenes, and you know, you can, like I say, you can tell a lot's been spent on this. But when it comes to like the G.I. Joe crossover aspect, it was like when the Cobra event was happening, I kind of jumped on, but I think being a little bit behind meant that I wasn't kind of like caught up enough to start getting Cobra stuff, if you know what I mean. So I did as much as I could in a short period of time, but the problem is that's what you need. You need like a lot of time on this to kind of like, you know, or money, or spend money on it, which I'm not willing to do. I didn't really get any kind of Cobra stuff. Really, there were a few little things here and there, but not like, you know, like I thought you were going to be seeing like, you know, getting a Rattler or a, you know, there'd be like a big Cobra submarine or something like that, but it just wasn't really done in that way. I'm not sure how other people felt about playing it though.
Do you think that they may have gotten that feedback though, and this time around maybe you will get some G.I. Joe stuff right away?
Yeah, so that's a good point, because that already looks to be the case when in that video that they showed where they were saying there's going to be like HQ skins that you can use, and the flag and the Sky Striker are going to be involved. So yeah, I think maybe that might have been based on feedback, or they might have just been like leading up to it anyway. So, you know, like who knows? But anyway, I did say at the end that it was like 5 days to go, but it's actually, I think now down to probably, well, it was four yesterday. So it's probably down to about three by today. So that would be what, Tuesday, I think? Three, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yeah, it'd be about, I think it drops Tuesday, the event. So if anyone's interested to jump on, like, you know, go for it. But like I said, be wary, because it took me like ages. I put a lot into it. I tried to put a lot into it and just, you know, didn't really get anything back. So there you go. Yeah. And also, how much does Roblox design look like Terry Crews?
It does a lot. I was actually looking at some of these pictures and they're interesting because,
yeah,
I think I like that face that they put. Like, you could tell that these obviously are classified inspired.
Oh yeah, there's classified designs, but then there's been a bit of artistic interpretation on the heads.
Yeah, yeah, and I really like the face that they have on Duke. Even the
that one.
Yeah, like his hair. It looks and his the bone structure of his face is a little more familiar to me. For the way that Duke has looked in the past. So I like it.
He's kind of got a little bit similar hair to when I do my hair. He's got that kind of like sweepy front Duke on, hasn't he?
Yeah, he does. It's not quite as high.
Not quite as high. Not quite as high. My last showing of my hair was actually at AR, and you saw that live. So there you go. You've been fortunate enough to see my bouffant. There you go, Pat. But yeah, I agree. I think they're kind of interesting interpretations of the characters, because you can tell obviously the entire design is based on the classified designs. Same thing with Cobra Destro and the Baroness. And yeah, it's interesting that they've kind of gone and made some interesting changes there artistically. I want to know who did those, because obviously that is it's going to have to be done by an artist. So someone's going to have to have done those. So it'd be interesting to see if anyone's post anything on Twitter after the fact to say, hey, look what I did.
Yeah, it's a lot of effort. It's good. There's a lot of work in these.
I do like them. That Scarlet one as well is kind of cool too.
Yeah.
Really interesting. The artwork's always great on the games. The mobile games have been fantastic for the artwork. What was it that recently, Puzzles and Survival, which I played for like 10 seconds and I was like, I can't do this. But the G.I. Joe cutscenes and the artwork were absolutely phenomenal. Like, some of the kind of CGI rendered like environments, like they had Snake Eyes jumping out of a plane, like about to, you know, parachute down. And the visual was stunning. The designs were cool. There was like that whole animated thing they did, that video for it. And it was like, I want this as a show, please, or a game. But unfortunately, that wasn't the case. It's interesting. I mean, the whole thing's kind of interesting, really. But anyway, yeah, there you go. Digital gaming. If anyone's going to be jumping on this, like I said, looks like Tuesday is the time to get on board. Pun intended, I guess, because it's gunships. Get on board a gunship. And yeah, like I said, if you're into military strategy, it'll be right up your Strasse. So get in there. Anyway, I think that's all image-wise I have for that. Let's get on to... there's one more. Shall I risk it, Pat?
I'm pretty sure that the picture of Duke is the last image.
Good job I didn't risk it then. Okay, I love how everyone gets to see how the sausage is made with our show, and there's a lot of sausage involved, guys. That's all I'm going to say about that. Next up, we have I'm really excited to talk about this because I know we've already discussed it in the past, and I know we've seen the figure before, but my goodness, the product imagery looks sensational, and that is Flame Toys Hito Karakuri Snake Eyes. On Wednesday evening, Flame Toys posted pre-order info and a ton of awesome product images for their Hito Karakuri Snake Eyes figure. They first revealed the figure back in January of 2021, and the last time we had seen anything about the figure was in February of this year, when the Paintmaster was displayed in Tokyo. Well, now we have pre-order info, and it's much the same situation as all Flame Toys products. The item is available via d4toys.com, but shipping to the US is expensive, so you might be better off going with BBTS, link in the description, which was mentioned in the post blurb as well. The figure is just over 7 inches in height and will set you back a cool $220. He comes with a plethora of goodies though, 6 pairs of hands, katana and scabbard, sword, 2 knives, 2 claw knives, 2 small swords and scabbards, a backpack, weapon arm parts for the backpack, a hat, a scarf, 2 pistols, machine gun and attachment, a stand, and some extra joint parts. The dude is so intense he gets instructions as well, like he's a fridge or a cooker or some sh**. I do like the look of this figure and look forward to seeing it in hand. That hat just makes the entire thing for me. The Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow model kits were really cool, so I'm expecting good things from one of their actual action figures.
Absolutely. This thing looks cool, man. Like, I know it's I'm priced out of it probably, right? Straight. Let's just say that straight away. But the existence of this thing makes me happy. Like, it just looks sensational. And I've got to say, like, I think the hat for me just adds such a cool, like, level to what is a very stylized, very, you know, kind of, you know, feudal Japan style looking kind of figure. And just with that snake eyes skin on it, basically. But I just think it's really awesome. What are your thoughts, Pat?
It really feels like one of those, I don't know.
Oh, like the Star Wars ones.
I was just going to say the Star Wars. Yeah, like the Elseworlds Star Wars episodes that came on, only we're not getting the episode, we're just getting it as a figure.
Yeah. No, that's a really good, it does have that vibe, it has that feel for me. Like when you see like, is it Bandai that do, or Figuarts, it might be Figuarts that do the Star Wars kind of like Japanese infused kind of figures.
Yeah, that's true. They do those as figures as well. I don't know why my mind went to the cartoon that was on Disney Plus. I don't know. I think that a hat really does sell. Hey, this is meant to be a different Snake Eyes. So don't freak out about how large the legs are. That's part of the style of the overall figure. And once you put the hat on, the legs make a lot of sense.
Exactly. And I think that, to me, like when they first showed, and I'll skim through images as we talk, but I remember when they first showed the design input, and I remember looking at it kind of going, it's a little bit kind of, you know, a little bit crazy for me, probably out, you know, I probably won't be interested in it. And then when, because it was like they showed the literal like sketched input first, and that was like the thing for it. And then they dropped this kind of like image of the actual figure, and I was like, oh wow, that actually looks awesome. And then we saw like a display with the hat, and I was like, that's amazing. Like, this is the thing, right? I know this is an expensive thing. This is probably not something I'm going to be picking up, but if the opportunity arises and things line up, I would be jumping all over this because it looks so cool and different. And I just like that. I like the style of it. I think it's like you say, this isn't to be added to your classified collection. This is not to like be on a shelf with, you know, your other things. This is kind of a very conceptual, like stylized creature. Like, this is its own thing, basically. I know that they've done multiple figures from like the same brand in the past, but I don't think we're going to get like 20 figures of the G.I. Joe, you know, team. We're not going to get like, you know, we're not going to get into like Lightfoot and you know, from downtown, are we? Who?
Sure. I was just agreeing.
All right. I thought you made a name that I'd cut you off. But yeah, like, we're not going to get Ice Cream Soldier in this, are we? We're not going to get the Manimals.
No. No Tall Sally happening in this line.
Pat's trying to out-nerd me in the how deep can you go. We're not going to do that. So I see it as that. Price is nuts, 100%, totally. But by the looks of it, is it worth that, would you say, Pat? I mean, let's talk about the price. I mean, is that something, when you look at it, do you think that's worth it, or do you think it could be something a lot less?
You know, I was just, no, I don't really think it, I don't know. I'm not on the business end of it, but I do see all the articulation and all the pieces, and leading up to it, I'm going, oh, this is going to be expensive.
Yeah.
That was my expectation. And I really had no idea what range we were talking here, because if you look at some of the high-end action figures that are coming out now, some of them are well beyond $200-some.
Oh yeah, yeah. I kind of feel like the 200, when you get into the 200s range, I don't know, you're probably looking. I did not. This is incredible. I did not do this, but this is brilliant. Another parody account has just given us money. Thank you so much, whoever did that. That's hilarious. Now it looks like me. I am also claiming that I am Naked HD in that as well. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Whoever did that, you're an absolute genius, and you're getting it posted up there. People are thinking I'm calling myself a genius. No. That is definitely a parody account, but it's genius, and I love it. Pat, thoughts on this?
I think that you planned to drop that during some, just, you know, this is a planned thing. You're like in the middle of
get these... get the Naked HD heat off you, aren't you?
No, not at all.
Anyway, thank you to whoever did that. Thank you to my clone. For paying myself money. Thank you, me. Right then. That's just hilarious. Thank you. That's funny. That's made me giggle. You're a genius, whoever did that. Robert H says, I like the hat and scarf. I absolutely do too. I've nowhere near one of those images right now, Robert. Sorry. Just talking about the that bit of articulation there where he's like crouched over. Oh, amazing. Just amazing that you can get him in that position. Lots of different options and stuff too. Again, so Captain K says, so this is just some big sausage fest. Yes, when we're talking about the sausage and how it's made, Captain K, yes, this is a massive sausage fest. Punk with toys, though, this does nothing for me. SC version 2 is perfect. Don't need to try and make him cooler. Totally fine. Again, like, if it's not your thing, it's not your thing, and that is very true. Oh, it's Tamashii Nations, isn't it? Thank you, RKW. That's who it was to do Star Wars figures. It's Tamashii Nations.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're right.
things that Xenia Onatopp would be proud of. Yes. Snake Eyes is a ninja commando.
Size that Xenia Onatopp.
Exactly, yeah. Snake Eyes is a ninja commando. Samurai is a bit of a stretch. But again, I think this is, you know, it's conceptual. It's doing something a little bit different and quirky. And I think it works. But that's for me.
I tend to think of character-specific collectors when I see something like this. Like,
yes.
If you have all the Joes on a shelf, this is going to look weird in with them.
Oh, definitely.
But if you have Snake Eyes in all sorts of interpretations, this is going to be one of the ones that stands out as something unique and different.
Name all of the different versions of Snake Eyes now, Pat. Go.
Why did I think about that one? There was that really cool... Never mind. I can't even think of what it was called, but I think it had like a coffee cup that he was holding.
Oh, yes. We reported on it and everything, like multiple times. Yes. It was a little statue. It's the little kind of vinyl statue. Someone in the comments will know. We've completely failed here. Sorry, guys. There you go.
Anyway... I think that that sort of thing and this all on like an I Love Snake Eyes shelf would be actually pretty cool to me. I would like to see a display like that, but I would not like to pay for a display like that.
So true. Droz says this does have a lot going on as far as design. It does. I mean, I think that's the idea is to make it like super ridiculous, like going beyond, aren't they? They're getting the shape and the silhouette, and then they're going to town on articulation, on textures, on panels, on lines, on cuts, on all sorts. So yeah, you're right. You're totally right, Droz. Ed the Straight Edge says, no ice cream soldier, I'm out. You're right, absolutely. What is the price, as RKW? It is $219 on BBTS, but that's before tax and shipping, I believe.
And that's less than half the price of some of the Flame Toys Transformers on BBTS. So
yeah,
it could have been even more wild than that. When I was looking at this, I thought, I have no idea what this thing's going to be priced at. So $219 for what these have been in the past as far as Flame Toys figures is reeled in, I think, a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to say. It's beyond
it, isn't it? That's not a bad price, is it? They've really wound
back. Buy two of them. You're going to keep one of these in the package and have one loose.
I'm gonna get two so that I can customize the other one in the blue and the red and the gray. Anyway, Sean Forrester says, that price is Hot Toys level and those are 12-inch. Good point.
Yeah,
although Hot Toys are like that, even beyond that now, aren't they? They're like 300 and change and going up, depending on what you get, of course. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Viper Scout. How about Snowstorm? There is a serious lack of Cuban representation. Yes, there is. There's also another Cuban. Is it a Cuban character? No, it's Puerto Rican, wasn't it? The most recent one, I think, that they brought into the IDW universe.
Yeah.
But yeah. I wasn't even aware that Snowstorm was Cuban. Is that the case, Pat?
I wasn't aware of that either, to be honest.
Could you do a quick file card check for me? Because I wasn't aware of that. That's awesome if he is. Thanks, Viper Scout, if that is the case. Or are you saying, like, are they two separate thoughts? And if they are, how about Snowstorm? Yeah, how about Snowstorm? Very underutilized character in the G.I. Joe universe, considering he had about 12 repaints in 1 year. So yeah, I would love to see Snowstorm. But yeah, I didn't know he was Cuban.
Yeah,
he is.
Birthplace Havana, Cuba.
Fantastic. Did not know that. But yeah, serious lack of Cuban. There is Viper Scout, definitely. But glad you brought that up. And I'm glad I know that now, actually. That's something I was not aware of. You see, I do love looking at the file cards, but retaining that sort of information, not going to happen. It's definitely a search and destroy when it comes up as a topic. Because we were doing that the other day on the monthly, Pat, weren't we? We were finding stuff on not the card, necessarily the file cards, but the card art that we hadn't noticed or seen. I personally hadn't noticed or seen for many years. We won't spoil that. But it's crazy that there's so much depth just within an action figure there in your hand, isn't there?
For sure, yeah. And a lot of stuff that, I don't know, I'm always looking for what's new G.I. Joe, but it really pays to go back and revisit some of the older stuff, for sure.
Definitely. Ed says, everyone knows that Pat was Naked HD. There you go. Thanks. Got that off my back. One other thing I want to talk about with this Snake Eyes is this amazing backpack, right? So it comes with this like insane like extra arm connection things. So he can be like this, not just feudal Japan style, but then super futuristic. It's like beyond crazy pants at this stage. And I just think that looks, that is one of the coolest images I've ever seen in my life. I think that's dope. And we've got some backpack shots as well. After I've shown you every picture we've ever seen of this figure, by the looks of things, the backpack is pretty substantial, opens at the back like so, which is kind of cool as well. Has that kind of like, I don't know, it's like it's opening like a mouth almost. Well dope. And then you can also lock all the weapons and stuff. So he can carry a lot of his gear, which is dope.
Yeah, that's one of those things that's just like nice to know that the action figure does it, because this is mostly going to be a display toy. I don't imagine that people are going to be playing with this so much.
I don't know, I might.
Okay. Although, you know what? Some of this stuff could come up in some sort of, somebody did like a Dio story or something like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Justin Bell can do it because he's got loads of time in his hands now. But yes, awesome. Love it. Backpack's really cool. Love it. Very awesome. What else have we got going on here? Oh, yeah. More shots, including that really cool one where he's running. Love it. And like the little hand. Very cool. And the scarf, too. Yeah. I forgot there's a scarf. I've been so into the hat that I forgot there was a scarf. But it's just awesome. And then there's the loadout. Boom. Right. What else we got in the comments? Do we get Pepper Army in the US? I don't think we do. Do we get Pepper Army in the US, Pat?
I don't know what it is. So
then no. It's effectively like... it's effectively like reconstituted meat crushed into like a tube of like a pipe of meat, and it's a bit spicy. That's
a pipe of meat, and you are not a naked HD.
A spicy pipe of meat.
It's not like a Slim Jim.
Maybe that's exactly what it is, and that's what the equivalent is. I think it is a Slim Jim, yeah. RKW, that might be the equivalent. Let us know in the comments if I'm talking out of
mic. I'm looking it up, and it looks a lot like a Slim Jim.
Yeah, let us know in the comments if I'm talking out of my meat pipe. Anyway, yeah, thanks for that sidetrack there, RKW. Ray, this is a very good point. If this came out in the G.I. Joe drought years, I'd snap this up. But for me, Classified makes it a bit redundant. Still cool, but I have to draw the line somewhere. And that's exactly what the case is with me, Ray. I really love this. And this would have been like the bait 1000 toys thing that I would have picked up that year. Because it was like Duke, Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow, wasn't it? And like that was all we had for action figures for like 2 years or whatever it was. Because we still had the club going in the background for a little while, didn't we?
Yeah, right. But then, you know, this is the kind of thing that if this was during a drought, people would be debating over whether or not this was the direction of Snake Eyes for the future.
And yeah.
Clearly, it's nice to have it come during a time where that isn't the case, to me anyway, so that we don't have to have that. So it can just live as a thing of its own. We don't have to be concerned that this is how Snake Eyes is going to look moving forward all the time. It's just a fun thing to visit.
Absolutely. excuse me. Neil Hill says never enough Snake Eyes. He says sarcastically. Brilliant. Ed says, I think Snowstorm, Backstop and Skymate are the three Joes who weren't born in the USA, four if you count Big Ben. Why would you not count Big Ben? He wasn't born in the USA.
Well, he's like on a G.I. Joe exchange program, though. He wasn't like one of the permanent Joes, was he?
Yeah, Big Ben was, he was on a G.I. Joe card. I don't know. I'll have to reread the file card again, but he was effectively born in, I want to say it's that Hereford. Was it Hereford, I want to say? It might not be Hereford, but that's where like the SAS are based usually in the UK. I can't remember where his birthplace is. Anyway.
I'll probably mispronounce it because I usually put all the letters into my pronunciation of things. So, Burford. Burford.
Burford.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds right now. So, yeah, he's definitely born outside the USA.
Yeah,
so
on second assignment in temporary exchange. So, yeah, he was in temporary exchange. So that's why Ed did not include him.
Oh, nice. So he's gone now. He's not in the team. He's left. Just done. What? How long was that temporary exchange, I want to know?
I don't know. It's going to be way? Lasting into 2023, apparently.
Who went the other way?
I don't know. Somebody, they got rid of Skidmark and sent him away.
How'd you get rid of Skidmarks? Well, you have to temporarily exchange them with an
SAS. And he got there and he's like, hey, everyone, my name is Treadmark. Treadmark.
Hi, guys, I'm Skidmark. And they were like, no, 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 no. Your name is Treadmark from now on.
Like, do you know what that means over here? And he's like, same thing it means over there.
Amazing. Oh, Big Bear and also, yeah, Big Bear and Red Star. We're going to get into some deep stuff now, aren't we? We're going to be like really going through the technically scenarios now, aren't we? Anyway, oh, thank you, me again. Like, for one, we're either down like 10 bucks, right, as a podcast, or we're up. But yeah, I'm going to get my account suspended if I keep talking about spicy tubes of meat. I think this episode's going swimmingly so far, Pat. And by the way, I really have to suggest seriously, that is not me, but it's hilarious. And I love whoever's doing it for it. So thank you. This is support in a very interesting way, but we really, really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't show, like, if you were to like post something, even if it was a super chat, but it was like offensive or, you know, very, had some like words in it, then I couldn't post it, but I'd still thank you for the super chat. So anyway, thank you guys. Anyway, right. That's that news. Should we get onto a bit of classified news next then, Pat?
Why not?
Exactly. Why not? Because, yeah, we're running out of time is why not. So, yeah, we should.
Looks like someone has got the Crimson Bat in hand already. According to the artist Shark on YouTube, images of the figure showed up courtesy of Hugus de Dirch. Pretty sure that's not how you say it, but there you go. The images show the figure out of the box and in a comparison shot with all the other bats in the line so far. Now, as Shark mentioned on his video, we don't know how this individual obtained the figure, but it's doubtful that we are seeing the beginning of the standard fulfillment here. The figure had been set for an April 2023 release with four other figures, Cover Girl, Falcon, Outback, and Marauder's Barbecue, so I still imagine we have a wait on our hands before we start seeing these shipping to pre-orderers. Either way, it's nice to see it, and I'm looking forward to even more figures in 2023.
Absolutely. excuse me. Yeah, I think this is based on the image from Hugues de Dirch, which I know that's not how you pronounce it, but it's going to have to be the case for now. But there's no like explanation as to how they got it, whether it was shipped or not in that sense. So it's like very, very likely that, yeah, it's probably been found in a dump. No, not in a dumpster, but it might have made its way out of the factory at some stage, is what I'm expecting here. Because these are not expected until April of 2023, I want to say, right? Now, even if that is worst case scenario, and we have seen things like show up months before we start seeing them standardly ship, it's got to be the case with this, hasn't it? Like, there's no way we're seeing a standard shipping already.
I think that as we see things normalize, we're going to start seeing the early leaks finally. Like, things have been coming so fast, there hasn't been time for them to leak. And so maybe we're finally seeing that happen, where this is going to hit, and then we won't see it for a few months. And again, we're in that weird time of the year where even if it did, there's going to be inventories happening at brick and mortar, and who knows when they would actually put it on a shelf.
And it would be an odd time to start that process, wouldn't it, right now? So yeah, I do believe this is one of those situations, because it's only a one-off. It's only a case where this has shown up in one collector's hands and, you know, there it is kind of thing. But this is one of those figures. Obviously, it's a repaint. We've already had the bat twice already, but as a repaint fan, I know, I kind of like this. I like the fact they're doing the crimson. Now, here's a question for you, Pat. Does the existence of the Crimson Twins, the Crimson Guard, and this Crimson Bat, does the existence of those things suggest future existence of a Crimson Baroness, a Crimson Viper? I'm thinking that Crimson set back in the day. Are we likely to see those crimsoned, do you think?
I think that we would be hard-pressed to not get some of that stuff. Like, Crimson is one of the places where G.I. Joe goes quite often, I think. So
yeah.
I'm just going to say I would bet on it. I do think that there's a bit of a danger to doing Crimson stuff too often, because the Crimson Guard are supposed to be the elite of Cobra. And so if there's a Crimson version of everything, including the robot, it kind of becomes, well, how elite is it? You know, there's some Cobra trooper who's working hard to make it into the Crimson Guard, and along comes a robot. It's like, how did he get in?
That's amazing. It's like, what did you do? Oh, he's one of those robots. Yeah, I agree with you. I think if it's done too much and too often, it dilutes the kind of the idea of it. But I like the fact that we've, like I said, with what is it, Crimson Twins, the Crimson Guard in two forms, and a Crimson Bat so far. So that's, we've got five figures in that kind of color scheme-ish. I know one of the Crimson Guards you could probably take out and place elsewhere because it's a different color, or a different crimson. I agree with you on that one. I do personally think we're going to see the Baroness at some point. I think we're going to see the Viper almost certainly. But I feel like we've had a lot of Vipers as well already. We've had the standard Cobra Island Viper. We've had the repaint sort of that Viper in the three pack, and we've had the commander of that set, and the Python Viper. So that's four different Vipers already. So like army building is getting easy.
Need to do the Sonic one though. I really would not really care that much for an elite of the
elite.
Basic trooper doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. But I would really like to see a Sonic Fighter Viper.
Oh, that would be so, that deco is dope as well, isn't it? Yeah, agreed. There's that other shot with them all together, all kind of comparisons. With the black bats in the background, the Python bat and the crimson bat as well. Looking cool. Like I wasn't really paying, like it's nice to see the comparisons because then you can actually just look and see, oh, okay, yeah, that I see they've gone with that faceplate silver and they've gone with that, because that's something I wasn't paying attention to. I forgot that the Python bat had the red visor as well. So that's pretty dope.
Yeah, which makes it great for swapping onto the version one. That was really a good choice.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? I didn't even think of that. The only difference, though, Pat, I will say, they've got the yellow
That's
lines.
Right.
But, yeah, because I think I did that when I first got it. I switched them around because someone asked me to on the channel. And, yeah, I remember kind of doing that with that figure and kind of being like, oh, but the yellow. But it doesn't matter. Still look kind of cool. Anyway, yeah. Right, then. Right then, sorry, that's, yeah. Sorry, someone mentioned that the live stream had died. I wasn't sure if that was the case. Apologies if it has. Are we glitching or anything for people? Because I haven't seen any issues.
It looks like the comments aren't moving. Is that right?
Well,
there's one from a minute ago.
Yeah, I think we're good. I think we're good.
Okay.
Anyway, just wanted to double check everything was cool there. Right, so Crimson Bats at least on the horizon. Hopefully that entire wave will be on the horizon. Very soon, because I'm interested to get my hands on all those new figures, because we haven't had many recently, so I'm already thinking about the next load. We're going to see an event early in January, which will probably do some name only reveals, some digital renders of stuff that we're kind of waiting to see, and then a pre-order lot of some new stuff. But we're kind of, Pat and I are definitely off the pre-order train, I think, aren't we, mate?
I definitely am off the pre-order train. I mean, if there's something that I'm just absolutely desperate to get, I'm not as worried about things not showing up. I mean, I was concerned about Outback, and now at Target right next to me, there's like eight of them on the shelf.
Dude, I've seen Outback. If I've seen Outback in a store, then it's fine. They're everywhere.
Yeah. And even the bat, the Python bat and Viper, they're just sitting there.
Yeah. It's interesting. I think the delay does have a massive effect on sales in an odd way, almost like a resentment when people see it finally, of like, or they already have it in some other way, shape or form, or they went above and beyond to get it a different way, or people have decided to pass on it, and it's gone past that period of keeping up with the Joneses in a weird way, like, or like having it initially, that initial like wave of excitement. That unfortunately the delays do affect things like that. But things have been pumping out recently, so hopefully that is definitely over that, hopefully. Anyway, the Toy Files podcast says, I'm not doing Python, but I may pick up the bat for the head swap idea. There you go, Pat. You've sold a bat to somebody by saying that. And Robert H said, I think we'd sooner see the Crimson Immortal than the Crimson Viper. Nice. I completely forget that figure exists, and that's a really good one to throw into the kind of Crimson arena.
Yeah, for sure. And there's also Crimson Guard Commander from later on in the original line. I like the idea of them watching the color of red that they've been, obviously the retro card deviates from it, but at least if they try their best to make sure that all the reds moving forward match, that's going to be a big plus, because that was something in the vintage line for the Crimson characters that kind of drove me a little crazy, that they weren't all the same.
RK says, put the Python helmet on regular bat for Sunbow version. Yeah, I think, that's what we were talking about. Yep, cool.
Yeah.
Done and dusted. Right then. So we can move on, guys, to our next segment, which is shout-outs. But before we get into shout-outs, a little word from me.
Hey there, guys. Just wanted to let you know about an app that I've been helping to develop for a few years now called Hoarder. But what is Hoarder, I hear you scream? Well, a number of years ago, I discussed a project with a good friend of mine and now co-owner/developer about an app that could help collectors of all shapes and sizes. I'm talking about the shapes and sizes of the collections, really, but also people. The app would be a place where you could share your new items, build collections and sub-collections, or just browse the feed to see cool things. Well, we made it. We tested it for a number of years, and now it's out there for you to enjoy on iOS or Android devices. You can upload a single item at a time at your own pace and slowly build your collections. You can post status updates that could be related to your collections, like getting a delivery or posting a scene in which you can tag items in that image if you've uploaded them in the past. You can add tags to your items in order to easily search for and find them, and of course to add them into your respective collections. You can like posts, comment on them, or start a conversation with a fellow collector, directly message users you follow, and even add items you see on your feed to your want list. If you prefer to use your computer or laptop, have no fear, you can use the website browser version and even utilize the awesome inventory option, allowing any user to change certain details, add notes, upload bulk items from spreadsheet files, and download a CSV of your entire itemized collection. We made this app for collectors, and we hope that you enjoy using it as much as we enjoyed creating it. Now get to hoarding.
Yo, right then, Pat, shout outs, go for it.
Okay, of course, as usual, shout out to Philip. He and I will be doing a live stream. I guess it's tomorrow already. So the plan is at 3 p.m. on the eastern side and 12 p.m. on the western side of the United States. That's when we're going live. And you're just going to see me totally obliterate Philip in some trivia. That's our end of the year episode plan.
When you first sent me this image, I thought, oh, cool. They're going to just do like a Street Fighter battle. They're going to get together and just fight to the death. Have two power bars above them, dress up as different Street Fighter characters. I imagine you'd be Chun-Li and Philip would be Zangief. Is that correct?
I think Philip's going to do Chun-Li. He beat me to it. I'm going to have to be player two Chun-Li.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. He'll be both. You can
that's
both
who I play as. I play as either Chun-Li, Dalsim, or E Honda. Those are my picks.
Those are some good picks. You see, I was like, when I first started playing it, when it came out on the SNES as a package deal in the UK, I remember getting that and being sick that day at school. I couldn't go in. I was too unwell. Oh, look, I've got a SNES here with Street Fighter 2 on it. Yes, I pulled that. It was like one and only time I pulled that maneuver. But yeah, I remember playing that and I just love being Ryu, like, or Ryu as he's actually pronounced. But yeah, I really enjoyed playing him. But then as you started to play it more often, it was like, ah, there are other characters that actually have, you know, even better, you know, like combinations and more effective in certain situations. And yeah, I same with you, like Chun-Li was great, super quick, super agile, some absolutely killer special moves, spinning bird kick, amazing.
Yeah, for sure. I had just gotten in the Street Fighter Transformers. And so I probably was in that mindset whenever I was making this image.
Amazing.
They're very silly, but some of the things that they did with them, like the paint apps and how many
I love them.
Details are on the headmaster, it amazes me. Like they have bare feet on the little headmaster.
I remember when those first ones came out. Wow, we were at TF Nation, like 3-4 years ago, probably longer.
It's been a long time.
And I remember when they dropped then, and I picked them up off Nick, and they were awesome. I was really into them. I was kind of really into a lot of, I was really happy that they were doing a lot of Street Fighter stuff, and they did that 4-inch Ryu with the Gamerverse packs. I was just really happy to have the 4-inch Ryu, Kitty said. But yeah, anyway. I always say Ryu. I've always said Ryu.
So I've always said Ryu too. Had to get used to Ryu. And well, you know, and then there was the turbo version of the SNES game that also didn't really pronounce the, you know, it had that voice in there that wasn't quite pronouncing them the way that they're spelled.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, awesome. So I'll be checking that out. Everyone be checking that out. We'll obviously share as soon as it goes up. So everyone can watch Phil and Pat go head-to-head in a trivia death battle match. Do one of you die at the end of it?
That's the deal.
It's like Phil's pulled a saw on you, hasn't he? That's what's happened here.
Yeah, I have no idea how this is going to go. I just thought that it would be fun for us to have a bit of back and forth, and hopefully the questions are interesting food for thought. If I can't answer anything he throws at me, because I have no idea what kind of questions he's got together.
I'm excited now. I'm definitely gonna be checking this out. Vega Man 619 or 0619 says only Vega for me in Street Fighter. Well, it's in your name, so yeah, it has to be. It's in your online handle. Anyway. Next up then, and we have the fam, UK and USA. We're going to be seeing the US fam in Missouri next week, so can't wait to hang out for Christmas with you guys. And of course, to my mum and dad and all the family in the UK, love you very much. Hopefully see you in January. That's the plan at the moment. Trip in January is what I'm going to aim for. To Brian Sauer for all our amazing graphics. He's probably busy at the moment working on our Christmas weekly graphics and our... we're doing a special monthly graphics as well for the New Year's Day one too. So as we always do, and as Brian always quite amazingly does for us. So thank you, Brian, for all your hard work. We really appreciate it, buddy. You'll get nothing from us though. So
he's busy right now changing those sugar plums into tubes of meat.
I can't believe I said meat tube, but that's what it is. And that's what a Slim Jim is, isn't it? It's just like...
It is, yeah, it is.
Pipe.
Yeah, snap into a Slim Jim. Do the pepper, whatever you call them, do they
pepperami, snap? Yeah.
Okay. Pepperami, do they snap when you bite into them?
No, they're wibbly.
Okay.
They're not hard. They're like... A Slim Jim's like... Stiff.
No, Slim Jims are soft inside, yeah. But they have a rigid outside, like a very firm skin on the outside that you bite into it and it snaps. You know.
Yeah, I don't think it snaps the pepperami. I think it's
Macho Man. Macho Man promoted them.
I remember seeing that. Massive shout out to me again for So we're down $15 now, Pat. Can you believe that? Thank you to whoever keeps doing this. But shout out to our sponsor, Naked HD. It's not our sponsor, by the way, but amazing. Thank you very much. Hilarious. Oh, they are pretty stiff. Okay, sorry, I haven't had one for years. So RKW said they are pretty stiff, Pepper Army. So thank you, RKW. Appreciate that. Have you got one at the moment? Are you literally eating one as we speak? Is that what made you say? Anyway, people are calling them saying it was tube, but I'm pretty sure I said pipe. Either way, it's hilarious. So you can call it a wiggly pipe of meat or a wiggly tube of meat. Either way, they're pretty stiff. Anyway, massive shout out to Paddy and Brian. Now, obviously, book one is out and it has been shipped to all people, and it's beautiful. One of my favorite books. I've been constantly fidgeting with it. It's great. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. This on screen at the moment is the soft cover version of volume one, and that will be happening as a Kickstarter early, I think, in the year 2023. So they're just kind of doing a bit of promo for it initially to get people aware of it, but then it will be kicking off pretty soon in the new year. So if for those of you who missed out on volume one, there will be a soft cover version as a Kickstarter if you want to get on board with that. And obviously we'll be talking to the guys about that in the new year. Yeah, there you go. And again, volume one is an awesome book as well, by the way. Absolutely sensational. So fantastic. Shout out to Paddy and Brian on that. Skeledrones. This was a massive, awesome surprise. So yeah, Ben contacted me to say that, hey, we've got this. This is what's going to be happening. And I can't talk about it. So I was like, yep, yeah, cool. I won't talk about it. Even got these a couple of, probably about a week ago. So they thankfully we got them sent to us so we could kind of see them beforehand. These things are stunning. And if you haven't got a set yet and you were in on the all in, or you've got a set of these coming that you pre-ordered, they will be sent out to you before everything else. So you should get them very soon if you haven't got them already. I've started seeing people with them in hand. This image was from Billy Kessler as well. So shout out to Billy Kessler. And yeah, so the Skeledrones are coming almost like as an advanced recon scout before all of the other amazing goodness in next year, hopefully. Pat, have you got yours yet?
I do not. I'm not sure. I did an all in. Does that mean that I will be getting a set of these shipped to me, or?
I believe so. For those that come with the actual RoboSkull itself, they come packed in with the RoboSkull, so you won't get that set of them. But if you ordered extras, if you ordered a level that included these, which I think the all-in did, I think the all-in included like a three-pack or something, or 2 3-packs, or there was something else in addition. So you probably are up for getting some pack as a carded set. Just as
I haven't received anything yet, so
yeah. So they've only just started shipping them out, so you should be getting them soon. Check your emails for shipping notifications as well, and also check your spam folders, because that was happening as well. A lot of emails are going to spam, so check that out. That's Skeledrones. Sorry, I was trying to do that multitasking thing that I can't do. Also, don't forget the pre-order store, the Skeletron pre-order store closes December 31st. So you've still got plenty of time, but be wary that 31st of December, that will be closed and you won't be able to get any more extras. Bear that in mind. And then that's it. That's everything. That's all the shout outs. That's everything. We've somehow done an hour. But then again, we did have quite a few news stories to do. But I think I just talked a lot on that one. I did a lot of talking
about tubes of meat, and this episode has gone into weird places.
So is the meat pipe. The meat pipe has gone into some weird places as well. Yes, mate. So apologies to everybody for veering away from G.I. Joe and closer to Slim Jim / Pepper Armies. But that's what happens, isn't it? Anyway, thank you. Thanks to everyone for jumping on. Unfortunately, no higher news, no RKW, not this week. I don't know what more news they'd be doing other than maybe a reveal, but we've got Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes, so I guess that's first. Let's get those out of the way, and then we'll deal with the rest of the higher stuff, hopefully. But yeah, okay. Exocet is just saying, love the card design. File card back and detail. That's all before the Skeledrones. Got to wait to arrive in the UK. Received a tracking number though. Yes, and I'll just go back so we can look at that again. The Ken Kelly artwork is sensational on that card, by the way. Absolutely sensational. But the card back itself has got, like, you know, some really beautiful details, some really good stuff on the back of it as well. So I don't have mine at hand because I'm not at my usual location, but probably will do a unboxing of a set either today or tomorrow or whenever I can squeeze that in. But yeah, anyway, so thank you very much. Thanks to everyone for their comments. Thanks to me for giving us loads of what they call super chats. Thanks to whoever that was. That's hilarious. And we do appreciate the support. Happy holidays to you, Droz, as well. Happy holidays to everybody. We'll be back next week, Pat, you and I, for the Christmas Eve weekly. Are you excited?
Yeah. Yeah, that'll give me something to do on Christmas Eve.
That sounds so sad. And then you got to work on Christmas Day. What is that about?
I'm pretty used to it.
I know, but it still sucks. Anyway, I'll be messaging you all Christmas Day, just like trying to bother you, even though you can't accept any messages at that point. But still, that's what's going to be happening. Right then, see you guys next week. Like I said, we'll have a few other things. The monthly should be dropping later today or tomorrow, depending on how much time I get to edit it. Just a little bit left. That's a lot of fun, and that was a great episode to do. I had a lot of fun with that, with you and Justin on that one, Pat. Talking Animal Companions, of course. Like I said, might be an unboxing of that Skeledrones set. I'm hoping Bazooka comes soon because, according to the tracking, he's not far away from me. So if Bazooka comes either before we have to leave for Missouri, I'll get an unboxing out there of that one as well. Very excited to get Bazooka in hand. I won't get the Python Officer in time, but that will be coming as well, and I'll do that in the new year. But anyway, thanks to everybody. Thanks to all of our support, all of the viewers, patrons, listeners, everybody for jumping on today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Pat, thank you, mate, for jumping on. As always, so much fun.
Yeah, thanks again. It's always fun to be on. I really appreciate it.
And protect your meat pipe next time. Right. After three, you know what to say. It's not meat pipe. It's not pepper army. You know what to say after three.
It's cheese bags, right?
It's not. But thanks for reminding me. Stay fresh, cheese bags. Oh, God. Now, so now we've got stay fresh, cheese bags, meat pipes. There's so many in-jokes appearing, isn't there? It's ridiculous. Anyway, after three, you know what to do, everybody, at home. And I hope you do it. So, in actual fact, a couple of people sent me videos the other day of them doing it along to the show. So that's what I want to see. I want you to send us messages of you, like video messages of you guys doing a full force along with us right now. You ready? One, two, three.
Full force.
I love it when we just stay there, just locked in. Thank you, Ed. I saw your full force. Right then. That's it. We're out. Goodbye.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.